Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and is assistant to the worldwide promoter of the Dominican laity. Her preaching is entitled, The Color of Our Wool.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him, because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. Just a few days ago, on one of the many animal-oriented websites, there was a hilarious video of a couple whose garden had been invaded by a flock of sheep. Oh, they were very gentle, friendly creatures. Sheep often are. But there must have been at least 100 of them, probably more, and they were doing no good at all to the flower beds and the lawn. Right at the very end of the video, when at last they were persuaded to go out of the garden and back into their field, there was just one in the last 10 or so, one black sheep, trotting along quite happily with his pure white brothers and sisters. And I'm prepared to bet that quite a lot of people watching that video reacted the way I did. I thought, oh yeah, that's me. You know, it's interesting that Jesus doesn't mention individual animals here. They're all together in a sort of woolly community. The exceptions that Jesus mentions are not sheep. They're human beings. They're the thief, the bandit, the stranger. The stranger in the sense of somebody who's in a place where he has no business to be, somebody who comes only to steal and kill and destroy. All of us who listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd are seen as united. We're seen as forming a cohesive group with a shared purpose, which is to follow their shepherd and find pasture, to enter the fold by him, that's the word John uses, and be saved. So isn't it sad that so often we're not united, we're not all of one mind, we're not all together following our shepherd? If you want to take the traditional idea of the black sheep, who's the one that stands out for all the wrong reasons, the one who goes against the unity of the family or the parish or, in any sense, the flock. If we take that idea of the black sheep, we really can't fail to recognize that almost every one of us, from time to time, plays that particular role. But the black sheep in the video that I told you about was not like that. That sheep was going along with the rest of the flock in an absolutely classic illustration of unity as being more important than uniformity. That sheep was different, not better, not worse, just different. And no other sheep was looking askance at that particular one, just because it happened to be black. So, there it is, all together in a single flock, in spite of our differences, all following the voice of our shepherd, with black wool or white, all on our way to have life and have it abundantly. Thank you.